Texte numéro 62. Riots, reviews and results. In higher education, it was a rerun of the radical 60s, with student protests over the plan to almost triple tuition fees, allowing universities to charge up to £9,000 a year. It was an anxious year, therefore, for the Liberal Democrats, highlighted by the fact that Business Secretary Vince Cable seemed to change his mind three times in the space of 24 hours over how he was going to vote in the debate on raising fees. He first said he might abstain, despite introducing the measure to the Commons, then told his local paper he would vote for it, and followed up by saying the Lib Dems had not yet agreed its line. In the end, he had little option but to vote for it, having praised it as the best option available on first unveiling the plans. All this prompted Aaron Porter, president of the National Union of Students, NUS, to say he seemed to have made so many turns that he looked like he was auditioning for a part in Strictly Come Dancing. In fact, he had been. He took centre stage in the show's Christmas special. It was not an easy year for Porter either. He had to tread a careful line between praising the peaceful protesters and condemning the violence. His erstwhile lack of support for student occupations lost him support within the student movement. However, he cut an impressive figure on the wider political stage and restored the NUS to a level of prominence that it had not enjoyed since the late 60s. As we approach the new year, it looks as though 2011 will see repeats of the violent scenes of the last 2 months, as the issue of fees continues to dominate the headlines, with universities gradually revealing what they will charge. Just over £7,000 on average seems a fair bet. By comparison, schools had a quieter year. Only by comparison, though. The whiff of radical change was in the air there as well. It was out with the old and in with the new for both primary and secondary education. Out, during 2010, went Labour's review of the primary school curriculum, which, among other things, made learning a language compulsory for all children from the age of 7 from September 2011. What will replace it is as yet unclear, but at least Education Secretary Michael Gove has signalled his intention of restoring languages, ancient or modern, to a prominent position in the curriculum. Out, too, went the much-maligned nappy curriculum, with its emphasis on a checklist of more than 100 things a child should be able to do before starting compulsory schooling. Adapted from The Independent, December 2010.